This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. Over 8 crore 66 lakh subscribers have been enrolled so far under the scheme, making it a cornerstone of the country's inclusive social security framework. The government has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI, during the cabinet meeting today. This move is expected to benefit over 25 lakh 74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. Following the equity capital infusion of 5,000 crore rupees, the number of MSMEs receiving financial assistance is expected to increase from over 76 lakh rupees at the end of the financial year 2025-26 to more than 1 crore by the end of the financial year 2028. Employment generation is also projected to increase by 1 crore 12 lakh till the end of the financial year 2027-28. The equity capital will be infused into SIDBI by the Department of Financial Services in three tranches. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is more imperative than ever for nations to collaborate on shared challenges, particularly in combating terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with the Spanish counterpart Jose Manuel Alvarez Piono in New Delhi today. He said that both India and Spain are victims of terrorism. He also stressed that the global order is undergoing a profound transformation and the world must adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar said that India will host the Artificial Intelligence AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi next month. He highlighted that India's approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on responsible and ethical values, which closely align with Europe's approach. The minister said that India and Spain have designated 2026 as a dual year of culture, tourism and AI. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the booth-level officers are the foundational pillar of the electoral democracy in the country. Addressing the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM 2026, in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said, India is the mother of democracy and maintaining pure electoral rolls with inclusion of every eligible elector is essential for strengthening of democracy.
Indian elections become one of the largest exercises on planet year after year in terms of logistics, numbers and transparency. The last year Lok Sabha elections, more than a billion voters, more than 640 million exercised their franchising, more than a million polling stations and roughly 1.8 to 2 crore people involved in this exercise is a feat.
The Chief Election Commissioner said that work of election management bodies has evolved significantly over the past decades. Mr. Kumar said that India is the world's largest democracy, conducts elections on an unprecedented scale, and encompassing 28 states and 8 union territories. He said that the conference brings together representatives of more than 40 election management bodies, as well as scholars, experts and students from over 70 national institutions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said Greenland is not a natural part of Denmark, calling it a legacy of colonialism that violates the spirit of the UN Charter. Speaking at a news conference yesterday, Mr. Lavrov said Greenland was historically a colony of Norway and Denmark and it only became an associated territory of Denmark in the mid-20th century. Sunita Williams, one of the most accomplished astronauts in the history of human space flight, has retired from the American Space Agency NASA after an illustrious career spanning over 27 years. Her retirement follows a historic and unexpected 9-month mission aboard the International Space Station, ISS, marking the conclusion of a journey defined by endurance, leadership, and scientific excellence. And that is the end of this news bulletin.